God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, your bullshit. We lift you up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As our Lord, our God, our King, our everything, we give you our best praise and our best worship on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are worthy of it. There is nobody that is like you in all the earth, Lord. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creation, God. There is nobody that can equal or compare to you, Father God, because you are the one that in your go see that is all sovereign and all powerful. It is you, God, in the name of Jesus, that wrote our story. You the author and the finisher of our faith. You made it all happen, God. Everything that happened good to me, God, it was because of you, Lord. Oh God, and we want to exalt you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as being the sole source and the very essence of it all, God. You are the creator of all creations, the epitome of our very being, God. You are the epitome of all of us. Oh God, and we just want to bless you and lift you up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the one that governs over our lives, Lord. You are the one that governs over our bodies, God. You are the one, Father God, that allow the functioning of our internal organs. Oh God, you are the one, Father God, and I just want to bless you and lift you up. I want to glorify you, Father God. Oh God, I just want to tell you just how much we love you all today, God. We love you with every muscle and every fiber in our being, Lord. He called it in the most shame. Oh God, we want to tell you just how much we appreciate you on today, Father God. We want to tell you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are gracious towards you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we give you all the salutations, Lord, because you are worthy of it, God. We give it all to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because it is due you, Lord. Oh God, we just want to ravish you on today, Father. We want to ravish you with any and everything in us, God. We don't want to be modest or too cute or worried about who he and who ain't. Oh God, but what we want to do is concentrate on you, solely on you, God. Oh God, we dare not allow the cares of this world and this life to consume us or wrap us up, God, and keep us out of your presence, Lord. We want to land your feet and hear your voice. Oh God, we want to soak with you and sit at the table and dine with you, God. Oh God. Oh God, we just want to bless you. We want to bless you with every muscle and every fiber in our being. Oh God, we don't want to cheat you anymore, God. We don't want to cheat you anymore, God. We owe you so much praise. We owe you so much glory. We owe you so much honor. We owe you so much worship. And we want to give it to you right now because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. God, you're worthy, God, you're worthy, God. Oh God, you are worthy of it all, Father God, and you deserve it all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are not going to continue to do what we want to do or how we want to do it, but we're going to enter your gates with thanksgiving and enter your courts with praise. We're going to declutter our hearts and our minds on today, God, that we can make room for you to reside and take residence. That's what we are going to do from this day forward. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, we just want to glorify you. We want to glorify you, God. 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 Because you are worthy of it. You are worthy to be honored. You are worthy, God. And we bow before you, God. We bow down, Lord. We bow down, God, in all reverence and all honor. Oh God, because you have showed yourself so mightily in Idokosia Yerobosha. He called it Idido Manina Kashan Nidalobosha Nidamanidokosia. You have did it so much, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to tell you right now that that everything that you did, God, we know that you did it for a reason. Everything that you allowed to happen, God, we know that you allowed it to happen for a reason. And we accept it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that your master plan was mastered and laid out, designed just for us as an individual. Oh, my mind, little local see. You wrote our story in the end of it is victory. You wrote our story, Father God, because we need know that you are undefeated, God. You wrote our story, Father God, because and it was a fixed fight. Yeah. You, God, made it all work out for our good. Thank God for working it out for our good, for mastering some things, God, in your co-see, I get a local see, that we may be able to recognize you as being the master of it all. Oh, mama, I need a local see. Oh, God, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you for the courage that you have given us to face some things, talk about some things, release some things, confess some things, take accountability and acknowledge. We want to thank you for giving us the courage to run towards you instead of run away. We want to thank you for giving us the courage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to face it instead of, Father God, hiding from it. We want to thank you for the courage on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may open up our mouths, Father God, instead of suppressing it and causing ourselves to be in captivity. We want to thank you for the courage on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know without you giving it to us, Father God, we'll be walking in fear. And we know that you are not a God of fear, but a God of power, love, and of a sound mind. And we thank you for your power in our lives. We thank you for loving us the way you do. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us the assurance that we could be sound in our mind concerning any and every situation. Oh God, we want to thank you. We want to thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for opening up our hearts that we may be able to redeem. We want to thank you for opening up our minds that we may be able to we want to thank you for opening up our bodies that we we just want to thank you on tonight, God. We thank you for any and everything that you're doing. We thank you for the good as well as the bad. We thank you for the challenges as well as the sad. We thank you on today, Father God, for the road that you are taking us down individually. We thank you for our individual journeys. We thank you on tonight, God, for the completion of any and everything that you've begun in our lives. We thank you on today, God, for the destiny that you have already designed and formatted for each and every last one of us. We thank you on today, God, for even giving us a mind to recognize some things, Lord, that we don't even my mind and don't see. Thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We are my mind in the local sea, you're the local shiny. We thank you, Father God, for giving us that courage. I just keep hearing courage. We thank you for the courage. We thank you for the courage on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. It don't matter who stop. It don't matter who fall. It don't matter who walk away. It don't matter what they believe. We believe in you, God, and we thank you for grounding and rooting us. We thank you for choosing us, Lord, because you knew what was in us when we did not even know what was in ourselves. We thank you, Father God, for the pressing, the shaking, the beating, the buffeting, the purging, the whoopings. We thank you for the rod. We thank you for the correction. We thank you for it all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because you want to get some things out of us, Lord, that we may be without a spark or a wrinkle. We thank you on today, Father God, for fixing us up. We thank you on today, Father God, for making us be holy. We thank you on today, God, for the Okosia, for not just calling us, but choosing us. You planted us where you wanted us to be. We thank you for the grounding in the ground. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We thank you for
Father, grounding in the grind. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We thank you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh my mind, as we rededicate ourselves unto you. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, I'm asking you right now to touch each and every individual, God, that ever crossed the threshold of Heartside Ministries International. Touch them in their hearts and even in their minds. Rearrange some things in their lives on today, God. Stabilize their thoughts right now, God. Renew the right spirit in them, Lord. Give them a contrite heart. Remove the hardness of the heart. Remove the stiff neck. That they may be the abiyaka shanere lokosia. Submit themselves under your mighty hand. Help us on today, God, and remove that spirit of disobedience and rebellion. That we may lift up a standard for you. Representing you in spirit and in truth. Remove that antagonistic spirit. And any and every other spirit, Father God, that causes us to go into a place of being deranged and in a state of rage. Remove any jealousy and business backbiting to a varying covenants. Lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, or masturbation. Remove that pride and that heartiness. Remove it on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be sustained in you. Remove it on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done. Remove it on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that be that we may stand strong in you. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and stir up the bowels of our belly with your word. Stir it up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your truth will make us free. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to grasp and embrace you even the more. We need you, Lord. We want you, God. We desire you, Jesus. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that be our that we will have the love in our hearts that we need, and that we will not point the finger and wag the head. Sever that judgmental spirit and that spirit of division. Remove it on today, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be unified and build up your kingdom. Fill your people with your spirit, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, God, and the evidence of speaking in tongues. And then make them that new creature. Make them that new being. Make them with that new mind and that new heart, that they will not fall victim to their old ways and actions. Help us to choose right, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may simply be free from our own selves. Help us on today, God. We need you like we never, ever needed you before. Oh God, complete the work that you've begun in each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because without you completing it, Father God, we are doomed. Oh God, help us not be help us not to die in our own sin on today. Give us a heart of forgiveness and absolution, Father God, that we won't be so grudging and have animosity holding on to all this old stuff, Father God, that causes us to be linked to them old ties and them soul ties. Break those chains, loose them links. Remove the shackles, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it because I know that you can, you will, and you delight in doing so. Oh God, sevi yoko sane de lobo shane de loco sia. Oh God, eko baba she de lobo shane de lobo she. Haye de lobo shane de lobo she de raba se de lobo she. Haye de lidi lobo na nidi loco sia, ye de lo man ni de loco sia, ye de lobo she. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, giving us a heart of acceptance, God. Remove that spirit of rebellion and disobedience, Father God, that we may line up with your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. Give us a heart to pray for one another, Father God, out of a pure and a sincere heart, Father God. And not with any diokosia, yedelobo, shanedelokosia. Oh God, hear you, diabinaka, shanedelokosia, yedelobo, sha. Give us a heart of acceptance on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he okoshia yerere lo bosha. Oh God, let your me akasan nere lo kosi. Oh God, hiya mama nere lo kosi. Oh God, he called my mind, Neo Kosi, I get it in a bullshit. Oh God, he called it, and it is all my needed, like I say. Settle the minds and the hearts of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we will not be in a place of disrupting in our hearts, disruption in our minds. Give us the completeness that we need on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will Neo Kosi, I get it in a bullshit. Oh God, because you know, Father, you know any and everything that we need and even what we don't need. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to sustain your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they won't be so easily moved. Oh, my mind, little local see, I get a little bullshit. Ground and root your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And give us that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we need, Lord, that we won't lead to our own understanding. Oh God, feed open, see the little local see, I get a little woman, little local see. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can. I know that you will, and I know that you delight in doing so. Do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you.